This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free and join us on the radio if you want. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, some news about Donald Trump and his opinions about North Korea. What after the failed talks that they recently attempted within the last month? And Vincent's got that story. By the way, in the studio tonight, it is Ian here.
It's Vincent.
And Rich Poe.
All right. So we're going to start out with a story that I brought in last night, but we didn't get a chance to get to it. And since you're here, Rich, I think it's an important time to talk about this one. We're all big fans of ending the war on drugs and specifically the war on cannabis. Mm-hmm. But as that process goes along, and we are certainly further now than in our lifetimes as far as the legal status of cannabis, it's, I think, legal in at least 8 states.
Yeah,
right,
not me. I was born in 68, so...
They had prohibition in 68. The war on drugs didn't start.
But the real ramp-up didn't start until 72.
True.
So, well, okay, I don't think there actually were legal states then, even then. So I guess you could say that all over the country... Yeah. Overall, the country's better.
Yeah, it's better off now with, I think, 8 states that have legalized it, plus Washington, D.C. as well. If my count's off on that, please correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, it all depends on how you define legalize, decriminalize, and...
No, I mean for recreational. If you include all the medical
states... I'm
pretty
sure that, 28 states have liberalized their marijuana laws in one way or another. Maybe
there are at
26
least,
or 28.
There are at least, I think, 36 that have gone medical. If I'm not mistaken.
Then progress since last I heard.
So, but, you know, despite all the good news out there, you know the prohibitionists are going to keep up their mantra. They're going to keep up all the old claims, all the long disproved false, you know, BS claims about cannabis. And so we turn to the...
But it's a gateway drug.
It's being weaponized by George Soros to turn U.S. teenagers into zombies.
Isn't that Alex Jones?
Are you talking about the mainstream media?
Well, yeah, it's many things. Yeah,
isn't that an impression of Alex Jones? And doesn't he actually smoke marijuana?
Well, he changed it. He used to say, "I don't smoke marijuana." Now he says, "I don't smoke marijuana very often, just with Joe."
Just with Joe Rogan?
No, I mean,
drink anymore. I don't drink any less either.
So we turn to the New York Post and their opinion piece by former lieutenant governor of New York, which, of course, is one of the worst states in the union, the least free of all the 50 states. So what does former lieutenant governor Betsy McConaughey have to say about it? In her piece, "Stop ignoring the brutal downside of legal pot." I'm ready to hear the brutal downside of legal pot, because I've never heard that claim before. Brutal.
Brutal.
Politicians, she says.
We keep kind of upping the ante for the clickbait, so they just go through a thesaurus.
Yeah. They're pushing to legalize recreational marijuana in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and following 10 other states. Okay, apparently it's up to 10 now. The Parent Teacher Association, local health officials, and pediatricians are pushing back, warning about the permanent damage to youngsters' brains caused by weed. If you have children, trust the PTA, not the Pauls. Legalization delivers what politicians want most, money and power. They're salivating over the tax revenue and the authority to dole out licenses to growers and retailers. New Jersey will tax cannabis growers $42 an ounce. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy pledged to make weed legal right after taking office, but he dragged his feet until the legislation guaranteed gubernatorial control over licensing and enforcement. New Jersey lawmakers will vote on the proposal next week. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo initially promised that legalizing weed would be included in the state budget due later this month. Now political infighting is delaying it. Cuomo wants to control the regulatory apparatus himself, while state lawmakers want to have a hand in the pot, so to speak. New York plans to tax cannabis products at 22%. The Citizens Budget Commission says revenue should be, quote, transparently dispersed and utilized for general state operating purposes. In your dreams, she says. Pauls are already, I think that means political people, Pauls.
Big politicians.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, why are they picking on my family?
Right? Spelled P-O-L-S. Politicians Poles, yeah. are already squabbling over how to divvy up the dough. Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes of Buffalo wants the money to go to minority communities, which she claims have been unfairly targeted by anti-drug laws. That's a legitimate grievance. In the past, African Americans were more likely to be arrested for weed-related crimes than whites were, despite using it at similar rates. But legislation, or rather legalization, doesn't protect young people, black, white, or others, from injury to their still-developing brains or the long-term effects of weed-caused school failure.
Wow.
You ever heard of that, Rich? Weed-caused school failure.
Weed-caused school failure. I mean, certainly I would suspect that there is going to be a correlation between teenagers that fail in school and teenagers that smoke weed. I don't think that it's... and I think that'll come from common causation. If you are sufficiently hard of caring that you're failing in school, you're probably also not going to see any reason not to smoke weed.
Sure.
You know, you're obviously not really into doing what other people are telling you to do right now. So I'm not surprised to see a correlation. And the other thing is, you know, doing badly in school is painful, and people in pain tend to self-medicate. So I would suspect that you would find a statistical correlation between marijuana use and every single possible negative circumstance of your life.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean that the marijuana is causing the negative circumstances. It means that people with negative circumstances self-medicate.
And like in my experience, I remember back in high school, some of the biggest losers were also like the biggest potheads, like the kind of guys who would just like they'd wear something called like a drug rug or poncho, and they would show up to
Rich
class.
Rich had one of those on the other day.
Yeah.
I'm not making a comment. Those are comfy, but they would like show up to class just stinking of weed, and they ended up failing. While like you know everyone else,
you're
you
describing
know,
me so far.
but I'm talking about these are like you know like 16, 17, 15 year old kids, and then everyone else, right? Like the I guess we're successful people and started smoking in college. So I wouldn't doubt that there's some sort of correlation about what she's saying about the brain development for people who start younger compared to people who start older. But, you know, I mean, I don't have the science.
See, I don't know. I mean, when I best fit that description was probably when I was 16 and, you know, my best friend in those days was a guy named Jim, and Jim and I both went on to be high powered computer programmers. So I don't think there was a lot of brain damage in between. Now I stopped smoking weed when I was 18 and didn't start again until I was 40. But Jim smoked weed throughout his career and seemed none the worse for it. So you know the thing is. I mean, I know what you're talking about that image and that heart of caring kind of nonchalance about life, but I don't think that is a result of taking taking the drugs.
It's a symptom of it, rather, you mean?
Well, exactly. It's exactly. And one of the things that people are looking for at that age is a place to fit in. So if there's a group of burnouts, if you will, you know, why do they dress that way? Well, they dress that way so they can be recognized by the kind of people that they want to hang out with, just like punk rockers, just like emos, just like any other clique. So I don't think you can necessarily associate the style of the clique directly back to the drug and say they dress this way because, you know, they got high and suddenly thought this looked good, because they bought the stuff, you know, at some point, so it wasn't just, you know, smoke some weed. Well, I gotta wear this stuff.
While the people who might be described as losers, for instance, are more likely to kind of wear it on their sleeve, the thing is, you won't see the people who are dressed in suits, the successful people who are smoking cannabis
regularly.
Well, the
other thing is, call them losers, but I got more tail than I did as a computer geek.
There's more coming up here at 855 450 Free Like Freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to TheMorganReport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you dial toll-free. If you want to join us here, the number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 855-450-3733. You can also join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features there, like our Discord server, where people are hanging out during, before, and after the show. It's basically there for you 24 hours a day. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can link up with other Free Talk Live listeners right there. That's discord.lrn.fm. Plus, there's a couple on-air, actually there's four, on-air call-in lines on that Discord server. You just hop into one of those rooms, and we'll see you there and join you. And we're actually going to go to those lines here in just a moment. But first, we go to the phones, where Peter is on the line, calling from the D.C. area. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Vincent and Rich Paul.
Hey, guys, I actually called, I think it was like a month and a half ago, about me being deep in student loan debt. I go to currently the Catholic University of America, where okay. I'm about to finish in about a month and a half. And you told me to follow up if anything happened. And so, yeah, I'm calling up because I actually, you know, I'm happy to say that I've been accepted into George Mason University's master's economics program. However,
congratulations.
Thank you. But the Mercatus Center, which is like the a free market so-called think tank, they're actually paying for my degree. So I have
really?
No worries. Yeah, which is pretty
wow.
cool.
Congrats. That's a big
so
deal.
Thank you. So I'm not really too concerned about, you know, my debt. However, I do think that our economy will soon be in a recession, and I think that they're going to blame this on Trump because, you know, Trump is so-called pro-free market. He's anti-regulation. And so I think the left, what they're going to do is say, well, here, you know, it just comes to show that this is what capitalism does. And, of course, we know that we don't have capitalism.
Well, Trump's not pro-free market.
Yeah,
I mean,
I was going to say, I mean, the reason that we're recessing right now is largely the Trump tariffs. So when the left blames Trump, they won't be wrong. But if you look at the beginning of Trump before he put those in office, we had unprecedented economic growth and we had unprecedented low unemployment.
Well, but he's painted as such by the by some of his opposition, also by himself, like at the State of the Union.
Painted as free market, you mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what he calls himself, like at the State of the
Trump
Union.
Trump has the best enemies.
At the State of the Union,
very
he
best
said
enemies.
That the country was in like a battle against socialism or something. So he's putting up that dichotomy there.
No.
I agree with a caller. I agree 100% with a caller. We're going to blame it on the free market, and they're going to use that to just steamroll socialism into the system.
Yeah, well, nothing Trump does can be blamed on the free market because Trump has been anti-free market in several ways. His budget is bigger than the budget of Obama, okay? No, he has not cut spending by one dime. He has pumped it up. So thanks, Republicans, for lubing at us.
Once again.
Lubing us up.
Once again. I mean, this isn't the first time, because Republicans
Bush,
were in charge during Bush, too.
Bush Sr., you know, read my lips, no new taxes. And it's like, it's what they call, like, crony capitalism, or as I call it, crapitalism. That's what they call the free market.
I call it corporatism, that's good.
Six to one, half dozen the other.
Because I would say the first major deviation from a true free market, not everybody will agree with me on this, but I would say that the first deviation is just the creation of corporations in the first place with limited liability. Corporations are a vehicle by which people escape liability for the consequences of their actions. So why do they even exist?
To protect the wealthy and the politically connected.
From the consequences of their own action. That's why I say I don't have a problem with taxing corporations. Mm-hmm. If they imposed a fair tax and imposed it only on corporations, I'd be down.
Peter, other comments, thoughts? Go ahead.
I was just going to say that I think that it's the Federal Reserve that ultimately is going to cause this crisis by just trying to satisfy the markets and not really pay attention to fundamentals. Like excessive debt and just tremendous credit expansion that we've had from essentially the bailouts from 2009 till now. And like you guys were talking about, we have Donald Trump just piling up debt and deficits. And so I think that the left is really going to just target the wrong thing. And like you guys were saying, they're going to target Trump. and its free market, so-called free market agenda. Nevertheless, that's where I'm going to take advantage of my already expensive student loans, because I really do think that the left is going to advocate student loan relief programs to really attract
the That'll win some votes. Yeah, that'll win some
votes,
for
sure. Right, exactly. So, yeah, so, I mean, that's just my strategy. And, again, thank you for having me on your program.
Peter, good luck with the college thing. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. By the way, since he was talking about debt, I saw this headline recently. U.S. credit card debt closed 2018 at a record $870 billion. It has never been as high as that.
Wow. See, what I predict from that, there's two ways that they can go. They can either print out enough money to inflate the currency enough to make that debt payable by stimulating larger dollar amounts in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Or, because, you know, every time you inflate, debt shrinks.
Sure.
The other possibility is there's going to be an economic bubble burst, because mm-hmm. eventually these credit card companies are going to be insolvent, just like the mortgage companies were, but they can't you can't repossess the toaster somebody bought with your Visa card.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It's not how any of this works.
Yeah.
There are some things that can be repossessed by credit card companies, but I think it's pretty rare that they do it. They certainly didn't come for the hundreds of cartons of cigarettes that I racked up on my when I exited the market. I racked up like $10,000 in credit card
debt. Wait, when you exited the market? What do you mean?
When I left South Carolina, when I stopped working as a computer programmer, I had like $20,000 worth of credit line on credit cards. So I was buying cigarettes in South Carolina and selling them for cash in Michigan.
Sweet.
And then when the credit cards companies called me, I just said, well, you know, the federal government already jacked me and gave you my money, so that's all you're going to get from me. Go do something I can't say on the air.
So does that mean your credit score is in the toilet right now?
It was. That was more than a decade ago, though. It's back.
So it's back.
Yeah. Wow,
interesting. All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. We go to Free Market Penguin on the line on Discord. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, I wanted to talk about something that was on my mind in regards to libertarianism. So on Monday, in the aftermath of the tragedy in New Zealand, I was at my local mosque, you know, masjid, my place of worship,
mm-hmm.
and mostly acting as, you know, in my capacity as a security guard at an interfaith vigil service we had there. And a lot I can say about that, basically a lot of people turned out. It was great. Message of support and love throughout the community that we had after the synagogue shooting as well in Philadelphia, and just all kinds of different people, rabbis and different faith leaders expressing their support, and very well intended. And
the rest of the story here in just a moment. That is Free Market Penguin, one of our Muslim listeners. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller has concluded his investigation into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 presidential election. A Justice Department official says that Mueller has submitted the report detailing his findings to Attorney General William Barr. And now his team, Barr's team that is, will begin the process of reviewing the report and creating a summary document that will be sent to Congress. President Trump says he'll nominate Stephen Moore to fill the vacancy on the board of the Fed Reserve. Trump made the announcement shortly after landing in Florida this afternoon. Moore is an economic policy analyst and fiscal conservative who's been also critical of Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Moore joins Fox News and talks about what he's going to try to implement on the board.
I will try to pursue and promote policies that increase wages and increase growth and prosperity. That's my whole agenda here, is what makes American businesses and American workers, you know, better off.
This is USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited. Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel, that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, the brand new website from the folks over at AnyPay, which we've been talking about for quite a while here on Free Talk Live. Even before we teamed up with them officially, I was a huge fan of AnyPay. I'm so glad that Free Talk Live gets to help them get better and get more clients on board, because AnyPay makes it easy for you as a business owner or manager to accept cryptocurrency at your point of sale. So you want to accept Bitcoin or Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and others? Well, AnyPay.global can make that possible. But their new website is HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. You go right there, and they've got a simple, I think, four-step process, basically, to get rolling, and that includes the step of installing your own cryptocurrency wallet. So if you've already got one of those, you're already one step of the way done. Go to anypay.global or their new site, helpmetakebitcoin.com. That's a good one if you want to just share it with a friend as well. Maybe you know somebody who is a merchant. They got a real-life business, a brick-and-mortar location, and you want to help them take Bitcoin, just send them over to helpmetakebitcoin.com. As we continue, we will take your calls and thoughts. In fact, we were talking with Free Market Penguin there in Virginia. You attend a mosque there, and this week you were telling us about an interfaith event where people from the community at large were welcomed. You mentioned rabbis and others. Do you know which religions were represented there?
Definitely Jewish and Christian, and I'm sure non-denominational, and other people from the city and university. Gotcha. And you know, local schools.
Yeah, so what else did you want to tell us about it?
And I noticed people that some of the young ladies had, the only political thing I noticed in the whole thing is some ladies had DSA stickers on their, pins on their backpacks. Democratic Socialist of America.
It is. In fact, Vincent's got news about them. If you want to pull that up, Vincent, we'll get into it here. But go ahead. What about them?
And it's not surprising people that would attend that kind of event would, sure. Would lean left. You know, to yep. some extent. And they certainly did, including the religious leaders. But it would be nice if libertarianism had a representation in that kind of, you know, outreach, that kind of displays of tolerance and
acceptance
and cooperation. And instead, what we typically see with, right-wing libertarianism certainly is kind of the vast majority of times that I hear, and this is not coming from necessarily the people that really introduced me to liberty, but the vast majority of time I hear from about, you know, minority groups and, you know, different kind of minority and vulnerable groups is really kind of negativity, disparaging, and just this outright hostility to these kind of issues. And I think that doesn't really represent liberty. I understand the resistance.
You're saying, hold on, libertarians are hostile to the issue of being, you know, active in the community, or I'm not sure what the issue is that you're saying they're hostile to.
Any kind of talk of race, minorities, different immigrants, different sorts of, kind of cooperation, understanding, tolerance in the community. It's always, and I understand it stems from mostly a resentment that the government does try to exert its influence to centrally plan our social relations with each other. And I totally get where it comes from. But how it manifests itself is that that right wing libertarians certainly tend to, the vast majority of the time when they mention, you know, minorities and certain issues in our society, instead of kind of saying it from a liberty perspective that kind of promotes, a diverse worldview, it's kind of a hostility to
minorities. Well, I think I understand what you're saying there, but, you know, that's basically the difference between, I mean, if somebody supports is on the left because they support government redistribution of property or something, they're not libertarians at all. So to me, a left libertarian is a libertarian with kind of left leaning social views, and a right libertarian is a libertarian with kind of right leaning social views, but they both have the same policy prescriptions, because although libertarians do believe in tolerance, we don't believe in forced acceptance, okay? And the difference between tolerance and acceptance, I learned this in AA, the difference between tolerance and acceptance is tolerance is when you don't act against something.
Mm-hmm.
Acceptance is when you see it as being right and proper and the way it should be. So if I tolerate gay people, then I just, you can be gay, I'm not going to hurt you, I'm not going to, I'm not going to be mean to you, I'm not going to drive you out of the space.
Mm-hmm.
But you may not accept those people and say, I'm going to welcome you into my home, or I'm going to bake a cake celebrating a gay marriage. And so the left makes no separation between tolerance and acceptance in general. And that I think is a problematic piece.
Maybe, but you're talking about that's problematic for the left. What he's saying here is that he believes it's problematic that libertarians are, you're saying they're non-accepting? Right. Is that what you're saying, Free Market Penguin, that they're non-accepting to people of different religions or people?
I think that, no, I'm not, actually. Actually, I don't think that's necessarily the case. I'm saying that the messaging tends to be very negative when these issues are brought up, for the reasons I kind of speculate.
The issue someone slaughtering innocent people? Is that what issue?
The issue that they resent the government kind of trying to control people's relations with each other, you know, interactions.
Okay. I'm sorry if I'm a little, I feel a little lost here. I thought we were talking about this interfaith vigil that happened in Virginia and that you were complaining that libertarians weren't on the right side of supporting that.
No, I say they don't have good messaging when it comes to issues of minority groups and cooperation and tolerance. That it tends to be a very kind of resentful and hostile message.
Is this something? Hold on, before you go on, I'm just trying to
come up in society.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a grasp of what you're saying here. Now, are you saying this is on a national level, or are you saying you're seeing this locally in Virginia where you live with the local libertarians?
I'm just saying in all forms of media and just discussion, really.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't see that.
I don't feel like you're like
myself,
that here.
I'm a racial minority. I identify as human. I'm not white. People think I'm white. They misracially identify me, but actually I'm just human.
So you're saying you're in a minority because you're human? That would put you in the majority, wouldn't
well,
it?
Well, because I'm only human. I'm race free.
Right, I love
I've,
that.
I've That's resigned great. From having a race. I call myself a transracial human.
Mark has also done that. I think it's a smart thing to do.
You know, I'm bisexual,
what
I'm polyamorous, I'm kinky, so yeah, that puts me in like three different minority
qualifications. What do you mark when you're filling out like a DMV form or something and it asks for your race? Do you put other?
And I write in human.
Good.
Well, you know, Rich, you I sound like one of these, what was it, these privileged white males who want to appropriate minority status, and I find that contemptible and sickening.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, the white male wants to be attention, always wants to be the center of attention.
You mean he's human?
I mean, I would love to get to Rich.
Everybody likes to be the
point.
I attack Rich for being white, and Ian doesn't kick me off. That's fair. Yeah.
And to
You're clearly
me,
trolling.
To me, that's how I was raised, because my father is full-blooded Armenian, and both of his parents fled the Armenian genocide in 1915. And basically everybody in their family was killed. They were teenagers. They showed up in New York City, not speaking the language, and eventually met each other and married here, and the Armenians, if you didn't know, were massacred by the Turks. There were 1.5 million Armenians at the beginning, and they killed 1 million of them.
Hey, well, but Cenk Uygur said that was a conspiracy.
And I'll get to the punchline as soon as we get back.
All right. You know what? Free Market Penguin, I think this is an interesting discussion. You're welcome to stay if you want to continue it. We will do that here in moments, because I don't think he's necessarily wrong when it comes to some libertarians, but I mean, I don't think we qualify for those comments. I think we're pretty accepting here on Free Talk Live. I mean, we've got gay co-hosts, for instance.
Yeah, there are racist libertarians, but libertarianism is not racist.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This Free Talk Live. You're invited here if you want to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms as well over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into one of those and we'll get you on the air with us. In fact, that's what we're going to go back to here shortly. But I do want to let you know about liberty.menu. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force, and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you belong over at liberty.menu. It is, at its core, a directory for events, businesses, and digital content creators. Whatever it is that you do that you want other libertarian or liberty types to know about, this is where you can put it. It's basically a global map of liberty businesses and, again, digital content creators and all that. Go to liberty.menu and you can get started there. It's totally free to put your stuff up there. So unless you don't want some free publicity and exposure, then get on over there to liberty.menu as we continue. Ian, Vincent, and Rich in the studio tonight. Free Market Penguin is still with us. Asked him to hang on to continue this discussion because I'm curious, you know, to expound on it a little bit. You were, I guess, talking about your interpretation of libertarians generally, that they don't seem to be particularly, would you say the word is tolerant or accepting? Rich made an interesting distinction between the two earlier tonight. How would you describe these folks?
Actually, neither, and it's a huge generalization. What I'm kind of saying is that there seems to be no place in libertarian messaging for this kind of attitude. So when minority issues and minorities come up, and I totally understand that not issues that are very, you know, right in the forefront of libertarian discussion, but when these issues come up, It seems to me that the attitude taken towards minority groups is seems to be overwhelmingly when they're brought up negative and disparaging.
Huh.
And well, you know, it's just
I disagree with that. But here's what I would submit: when a minority group asks for special treatment because they're women, because they're black, because they're gay, because they're whatever, the libertarian responds to them exactly the way they would respond to people who wanted special treatment because they were men or because they were straight or because they were white. We don't care if you're a minority group or a majority group. We believe in human rights, not group rights. Okay? So anytime you say to me, I should get special treatment because I'm blah, 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 I'm going to say, I don't care. You know, I'm not going to treat you differently because you're black. I'm not going to treat you differently because you're white. I'm going to treat you
I might treat you
human.
Differently because you're black. If a black guy showed up in Keene, I'd be like, thank you so much for coming here.
I mean, yeah, there's, on a personal level, you know, I might, given a choice between two equal job candidates, yeah. I might well hire the minority on the thought that maybe the next guy would discriminate against him. But, you know,
just because
to make that public policy,
yeah, no,
you're literally creating privilege.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on the public policy aspect. I was just commenting on how there's this lack of diversity in the libertarian movement for whatever reason. It seems to be highly white male compared to even women or blacks or anybody else. And I agree with you, Rich. We should all be humans, and we all are humans, and we ought to reject judging anyone based on the color of their skin. That said, I got to say, I don't necessarily share your viewpoint, Free Market Penguin. At least it's not been my experience with libertarians. They've always been welcoming towards everybody, no matter what the color of their skin or their gender. I haven't had that experience.
Especially now, because a lot of the racists who called themselves libertarians are Trumpsters now. So they've jumped ship, and good riddance to them.
What were you saying? A nail on the head what now?
Yeah, I'm really talking about more of a messaging thing. So when these issues come up, as they do in political discussion and in discussion of events in general, and the messaging is, I mean, obviously we all know, we agree as libertarians that we want so peaceful and good solution, freedom oriented solutions. We don't want government solutions. And but when we message that out, it just seems to be like this pretty awful PR, which leads to this overwhelmingly dominance of this, you know, one group in
Invite you to do is to, when you see this happening, bring it up specifically, because I mean, it's hard to really comment on something that is just a general feeling that you have based on, you know, whatever experiences that you've had. I certainly don't want to deny that you've had these experiences.
They're not my experiences. It's just messaging.
Okay, but you're talking about messaging.
Okay, well, can you give us an instance where the Libertarian Party has maybe in something official had bad messaging?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, obviously, you've seen this messaging about libertarians.
Is there a particular person that you've seen say these things?
Yeah, so obviously you've seen things that I haven't seen. I don't pay any attention to the Libertarian Party's press releases. I don't know what it is that they're saying or how intolerant that they're being or cold or whatever. So I'd be more curious to see.
Well, he's talking about libertarians. I don't know what the LP has anything to do with it.
Yeah, correct.
But they're the ones who are doing a lot of messaging, right? I mean, so
yeah.
Well, no, I'm implying we're not libertarian. That was a joke.
Yeah, no,
okay.
I see that.
Yeah, it would have been funny if they weren't.
But you're not just talking about the Libertarian Party, then. You're talking about libertarians in general just communicating as individuals, or are you talking about as like an organization with press releases and that kind of thing?
No, I'm talking about libertarian people in general. What I'm basically saying is instead of basically responding negatively or sarcastically to when these issues of minority groups and minority rights and racial hierarchies are brought up, kind of, instead of reacting in a negative or angry or sarcastic way that I often kind of see in general, but to react in a more a positive way that directs it towards freedom and liberty and taking other groups into consideration, which is hard when those groups aren't already included within the liberty community because of just this.
Well, they're certainly welcome.
Challenge.
Now, are you saying that now Free Talk Live is obviously a messaging platform for libertarianism? Are you saying this applies to this show?
None of the main hosts. I mean, you guys have been, you guys, especially you, Ian, has really got to bring me to liberty in the show. And I've always seen a very good example in you, specifically.
Okay,
I don't think
our co-hosts are particularly intolerant or rude or, you know, doing
well. Cantwell, but he's gone.
He's not
for
a host.
That reason.
Yeah, he's not a Free Talk Live host. He was fine.
There's a bit of sarcasm when it comes to these issues, and I think when it comes to actually engaging with these non-libertarians. And to try to kind of spread the ideas of liberty, I think people could take a more positive approach when kind of discussing these issues.
I agree that libertarians should get out in the community more often and get out from behind their keyboards. I totally agree with that. I thank you for the call tonight, Free Market Penguin. Appreciate the discussion.
Absolutely.
And give us a specific example if you come across it, because I'd be interested in kind of just seeing a more specific example of this discussion. I'm not denying that it's true. I think that's definitely probably true of the more right-wing, sort of the former conservatives who've become libertarian. I can see that being the case. But at least here in Keene, New Hampshire, where, a bunch of liberty-minded folks have migrated to, like you and I, Rich, we had Will Coley living here for a while, who is a Muslim, and he opened a mosque. Unfortunately, he had to leave a couple months ago due to an ailing father down in Florida, and we're hoping that he'll come back sooner rather than later. But Will put together a community picnic kind of thing, like a cookout kind of event for people in the community, just not just libertarians, not just Muslims, but invited everybody, including city councilors and other community members to this event. And kind of like what Free Market Penguin was pointing out about the mosque event that he attended, it was attended mostly by lefties. However, here we had a good libertarian contingent that was attending that particular event. Now, you can argue that's because we had a guy who is a libertarian who was the imam. But that said, we were there nonetheless, and so I think that it may depend on the kind of libertarians you're hanging out with. Maybe the group of people that has moved here to New Hampshire would be more welcoming and more open-minded, so to speak, less likely to be critical of people because
they're different. Yeah, I think so. But the other thing is that libertarians tend to have a disdain for political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am right there with Jordan Peterson that I use preferred pronouns for transsexuals, and I will continue doing so unless and until they legally require that I do so. And as soon as they legally require that I do so, then I'm going to stop respecting pronoun requests.
Fair enough. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That tends to be how I, respond to being forced to do something, as I tend to just do the opposite.
Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, we're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.